Spiritual Life Center. Transforming lives as we love, serve, and remember who we are.
One heart.
We greet you in the name of all that is good, all that is sacred, and in the warm and loving energy of this community, Spiritual Life Center. If you're joining us for the first time, we especially want to welcome you because we know that you are not here by accident. You're here by divine appointment. Thank you for joining us on your unique path today, and we hope you enjoy this special message from this past Sunday's service.
Morning, Spiritual Life Center. Welcome to the SLC Sunday Experience. We're so glad you're here. We want you to know your soul is in the right place at the right time.
I'm in the right place at the right time. I am just where I am meant to be. I'm in the
Sunday celebration service that we bring specially to you wherever you might be this morning, and know that wherever you are, the presence of God is. You know, we come together in this virtual gathering to remind each other of that truth. So let's take a moment now to commune with this presence, this power that's called so many different names. We may call it the force, we may call it divine intelligence. It really doesn't care what we call it. We simply call it forth as the activity of our consciousness in prayer right now. Divine Presence, we affirm that we're living and moving and having our beingness in you. We are an expression of all the qualities that you are. So the peace, the love, the joy, the wisdom, and the possibilities that exist can be expressed through and as us as we come under your government, your guidance, and express the divine potential that we all have for ourselves and on the very planet in which we live. For this, we are grateful and thankful. And so it is, and so we let it be. Amen. As we always do, we'd like to remind one another of the five basic principles of unity and take these with us wherever we go. God is absolute good and everywhere present. People are inherently good. Thoughts create our experiences. Prayer and meditation are how we connect with God. And finally, we must take action.
Hi, this is Heather Asthai. I'm here virtually with you to invite you to our live streaming event of the 2011 Cabaret called TV Dinners. We're going to take you back in time, no, not to 2011, but to the 1950s, with music, poetry, dance, and a lot of laughs. We'll be touching on the issues and also the fun of those times. You'll see a lot of familiar faces showing off talents you never knew they had. So please join us on the SLC YouTube channel, Friday, May 29th at 7 o'clock. So just like Sundays, you click on YouTube to find us. And I promise you, a few tears maybe, but lots of laughs in this evening. Hope to see you there, virtually.
Yeah.
For those of you who have received the promotions for the series, The Way Forward, How to Thrive in These Uncertain Times, or you were tuned in last week for the joint presentation that was given by myself and Reverend Jim Blee from Union of Las Vegas, know that we facilitated the very first session this past Tuesday. This is the first session of the series. And I understand there have been some inquiries as to whether or not someone can still sign up, even though they did not attend the very first session. Well, the answer is a resounding yes. You can sign up for the individual sessions of this series. We have three more weeks remaining, the second, third, and fourth weeks. And each of them are self-contained. So if you'd like to sign up for one or more of the remaining parts of the series, all you have to do is go to our website, slcworld.org, and it'll take you to our events calendar, and you can sign up for the sessions on our registration page. So if this topic calls to you, and you want to connect with other folks, not only in Spiritual Life Center, but at Unity Las Vegas, we look forward to seeing you during this virtual Zoom experience.
Creator makes but one man. us to make a stand for peace on earth. And yes, we can. With awakened minds and compassionate hearts, since time began, it's in our hands. Spiritual Life Center is a loving, vibrant family that welcomes home all people and accepts everyone, no exceptions. Weaving ancient spiritual traditions with emerging wisdom, we cultivate a spiritual deepening with the divine, each other, and our planet. I'm going to go to the next one.
Nothing is ever
soul to the Spirit's delight, living in the heart of
Once again, I mentioned a little earlier that we had our first class of the series, The Way Forward. And during the class, we addressed, at least Rev. Jim addressed the idea that love is necessary for us to move forward during this uncertain time. And we're seeking to land on what the definition of love is. And we simply work from the perspective that love is anything that supports our spiritual growth. And God loves us too much to leave us alone. The universe loves humanity too much to let us stay the same, to remain stagnant. In fact, we could say that hell is stagnancy. Heaven is expansion or expanding good. So from now on, when you're relegating somebody to hell, you're saying to them, stay the same. Do not change. Because in reality, that is hell. Think about if I were the person I was 10 years ago and I were to imagine I was the same person today as I was 10 years ago, oh my God. You know, but we don't want to hold on to that because thoughts are creative. Thoughts create our experience, as our third principle says. So we don't want to think about it. We don't want to do that at all. You know, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, I may have thought I had it all together. But myself, like most people, realized we were just getting started. So hell is stagnation, remaining the same. Heaven is expansion, evolving to greater good. It's not a place we go to when we shuffle off the mortal coil. It is a place that you and I accept now and take with us wherever we go, with or without a body. When we realize this, we know then we are truly free. We're free of the constricting ideas or the constricted concepts of reality based upon an old model of separation, rather than coming into the new mystical model that all the avatars and spiritual teachers have taught, that the quantum physicists are letting us know today, and they're telling us this, that there is only one power, one presence, one life, one love, that is everywhere present, simultaneously being itself, fully, everywhere, at one time. So we are not in a fragmented, mechanistic model of the universe. It may look that way, which we're separate from God, life, and we are one day going to get there to God. No, we are the thing itself, just forgotten it at the moment. And we're coming more and more into awareness of the truth that we are one with this presence. And thus, we're asking ourselves today to be grounded in truth and then open to miracles. So we start with the primary principle of oneness and unity. The Spirit of living God is everywhere in its fullness, and it cannot divide itself into parts. It's everywhere present in its fullness, just like the ocean is everywhere. You know, at one point we may call this body of water the Atlantic Ocean. Another part, we call it the Pacific Ocean. It's really just one ocean. Depending on your point of view and perception, what you decide to call it, it's one Everywhere. You know, the presence of God is everywhere. We know this. We say this. You know, we may call it the Christ presence in certain Christian religions. And we may say that over here. You know, in Hindu religion, we may call it the Atman over there. But if we see beyond our limited consciousness, the three-dimensional consciousness, we see one life uniquely expressing both through both of these paths, or all paths, in a most magnificent way. The truth is, this oneness, this unity, must be understood. It's beyond theory. Because often people will say, you know, I'm one with God. Life is the life of God. But at the same time, they will describe themselves as things that happened in their past experience, or they'll define themselves by external circumstances. And they will allow the content of their consciousness to define who and what they are, and they break the conscious contact with the presence. They break the conscious contact with the Spirit of God. But understand that you and I and all of us are a flowing energy, a dynamic spirit that has no boundary, that cannot be constricted by the coronavirus. We contemplate that for this instant. Because if we can catch this, then we will understand that we are not here to try to fix anything or fix ourselves, to just build ourselves up a great self-image if we have a poor one. That's like being in prison and then putting some nice, wonderful pictures on the outdoors of the wall, and then think we have broken free somehow. That's the external. All we've done is beautify the prison that we're in, that we've created for ourselves. So we're not here to fix ourselves. There's nothing to fix. There's only something to reveal. We don't have to put anything in us. We only have to do is remove the blockages so we can release the life energy. Because this is who we are. And this life energy that we are is flowing energy, is revitalizing energy. And it begins to requalify us anytime we become open and receptive to it. You know, we may think we're damaged. We may think we're holding back. We don't feel like we're good enough. We don't feel that we have enough. This energy itself will begin to make us whole and free when we open up ourselves to it and realize it is always there for us to be expressed and expressions of. So if we talk about unity and oneness, and you're identifying with it, you're talking about having an awareness through prayer, through meditation, that you are a living spirit. And this spirit is greater than any circumstances. And often the circumstances just brings more of who we are out. You know, Jim had this affirmation that we've been saying in the class. We said last week, my God, what a great time to be alive. And you might be saying, yo, you're crazy. But what's happening, the circumstances that are coming to us are bringing more magnificence out. We're loaded and coated with possibilities. When we're anchored in truth of oneness and unity as a primary principle of the presence of God, we become available to miracles. In fact, A Course in Miracles says a miracle is nothing more than a change in perception. And I think to get out of the predicament we're facing today with COVID-19, the most important thing is change our perception of what's going on. Yes, we need to do the outer things, follow the community disease control and the guidelines of washing our hands, not touching our face, wearing our masks, social distancing, which is now called physical distancing with social connection. We do all of that. But the most important thing is to change perception. And when we do, then there's awareness that the Spirit of Living God is our source of every good and perfect thing. It's already in our heart. It's what our heart is desiring. So that basic principle is there, that God is the source of all good. And even as we say that, we can begin to feel parts of us reaching outside of ourselves for this good, thinking that there's something out there that's going to give us the good that we're seeking. But we want to discipline ourselves that we're beginning to feel that this great presence doesn't have the good for us. It's already within us. It is the source of our supply. It is our supply. It is everything that we could ever want for, hope or desire for. And as it's flowing through us, it becomes what is necessary for this particular point of our journey on earth. And I think we're all evolving. And what we're here is to be the unique expression of Most High God, that there's a source that we can always depend on. You know, there's that song that God is my source, God is my power, God is everything I need. So I give thanks for all my blessings. God is everything I need. I think it's from Karen Drucker. So we're contemplating yourself as a living, vitalizing energy, a vessel connected to that source. Rather than just a person or persona, which means mass, we're a revitalizing energy. You and I are a place, an opening, a space for the presence of God, and our life is the life of this energy. This life we call God is the source of all good. We want that to be the truth we're grounded in. And what we're here to do is to work for that source in our own unique way, to serve that source, to be available to that source. I think this is the new definition of success, to be of service to the source, to be of service to a spiritual idea where there is no limit. As you begin to walk through life differently, as you begin to carry yourself differently, you no longer are you looking to the external world to give us anything. We're not looking to the external world to make us happy. We're looking outside of ourselves oftentimes for that. What we're doing now is looking from ourselves as an emanation and expression of God and beaming a great broadcast of cosmic good that is already within our heart. And I think we need to understand, coupled with that, is the basic principle and awareness that our thought, we know this is basic, but our thought is a unit of mental energy that transmutes itself into our experience, into our speech, into our behavior, and all the things we experience in our life are symptoms of thought. All of that is the thought, is the foundation. You know, I realize that in life, you know, we don't really experience reality. What we experience is our thought about reality. I was thinking about the time I was watching a boxing match with a friend of mine, and we had two opposing viewpoints of who was going to be the winner, who we wanted to win. And of course, when it was all over, we had two different perspectives and we were seeing the same thing. So we really weren't talking about what was real. We were talking about what we thought was real. So in a wonderful blissipline, which is another word for discipline, blissipline kind of way, we want to check ourselves and see when we're thinking from separation and fear, and check ourselves and see when we're thinking from oneness and abundance. Those are two different vibratory frequencies that we're operating on. So we have to check ourselves on a regular basis. You know, in our class, my friend and colleague, Reverend Jim, said that there's a distinction between true, which are facts, and truth. It's true that COVID-19, people are dying. The economy is contracting. There's a lot of fear, doubt, and worry passing through the consciousness. But there's also the truth that we live in an abundant universe, peopled by rich ideas. And if we catch those ideas, then we'll have a different thought form from the belief that life is bad and it's going to get worse. You know, there's lots of stories about millionaires being created in the most adverse economic times because they didn't buy in to the belief that it could be any other way. So understand that when you're anchored in truth, you know, we can create a whole different emotional perspective. It creates a different attitude, and this attitude creates a different action. So we want to notice when we're not thinking from, when we're thinking from a sense of separation, rather than thinking from a sense of awareness of our oneness. And we want to monitor our attention. Whose thoughts are we thinking? What thoughts are we thinking? And then we become aware of those basic principles of oneness, and that our life is flowing energy, and God is the source of my supply, and God is my supply, and that my thought has the ability to transmute itself into my experience. And you and I can begin to contemplate that and do the work necessary, the inner work necessary to become anchored in truth and then become available to the miracles that are available to us all the time. I was just thinking as we were on this, on a website, you know, that we couldn't even think of it at the moment, but yeah, the Zoom. Imagine 120 years ago, you were telling people, you know, imagine if you were watching a screen and you could talk to people all over the world at the same time and you can see their faces. People probably look at you, are you crazy? Are you insane? But understand, those solutions have always been there. Those ideas have always been there. All that good stuff has always been there. It's just been waiting for a consciousness that's big enough, bold enough, courageous enough to catch it. To catch it. And that's what we're here to do. Anyone, no one has the power to make God be more God. God is always God. No one has the power to, you know, to do anything to make God more loving. God is always loving. God cannot have more prosperity. God is prosperity itself. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we want to get in tune with that, regardless of what the noise outside of us tells us otherwise. You know, what we have to do is just be anchored in truth. Anchored in that belief, and we become available to the miracle, which is nothing more than the instant demonstration of the unalterable, eternal truth of the presence. In other words, there's only one thing going on in a universe, a multidimensional universe. You know, there's only one song of God. It never contradicts itself. It is the presence of God. It never contradicts or compromises itself. It can't be anything else but itself. And we are one with it, so we don't have to try to make it better. We cannot improve upon it, but we can make ourselves available to it. This is what surrender is all about. Just surrender, let go, and rest in this presence. I remember I was in Missouri, and it's the winter time. We were on this black ice, and cars were sliding off the road. They were trying to force their way to stay on the road. I just let the steering wheel go and just rode on by. We let go and let God. And we begin to let go and let God, miracles begin to happen. So a miracle is not something abnormal. To God's great universe, it seems something abnormal to our limited point of view. But if we're anchored in truth, you and I and everyone can become open to the miraculous. It means that we're no longer living primarily as an outcome way of life. We're living life in the moment, in the here and now, in the fullness of God, and the outcome is always wonderful. Each day, you know, I've been having meditation throughout the week. And we're seeking to be still and know that God is here and now, and that God is the source, that God is the supply. And we're checking our thinking. And if our thinking is from a consciousness of truth, it opens up to us something to us beyond what we can imagine. And we begin to break forward in our life. So when we hear that scriptural reference that says, I will open the windows of heaven and pour forth a blessing too big for you to receive, those blessings pour forth as you and me, as our inner work is done, to align with the miracles that are there for us. And they will come over and over and over again until it's an uncommon, common event in our life. So as we're contemplating this, I was thinking about a young person who came to me and asked me whether there would be peace on earth before the human race is made extinct. Because he thought I knew something because I was in some spiritual stuff. And I said, well, yes and no. And what I meant by that, it means that human beings have got themselves into this mess, but it won't be the same person that gets us out of this mess. There has to be something different that goes on. And if we are to find the way forward to the new heaven, to this ever-expanding good, we cannot be the same person we were before. And that includes the time before this crisis that we're going through now. In other words, the humans will be transformed into another level of awareness if we're going to move forward. So the old consciousness will be extinct and the new will be born. It's the same for us all the time. You know, there are things that maybe we're praying for, things that we want to see happen in our life, things we want to see happen in our world and made available to everyone. But the person speaking that word and that vision will not and cannot be there when it's delivered. We will be in a bigger place because it cannot be delivered by the person that is trying to get it. It can only be delivered by the person that is it. We have to be it. And that's what we're about. That's a miracle. That's the miracle of transformation. I believe this pandemic is leading us to that transformation. It's serving as an evolutionary trigger. Now, the difficulty is this. In order for you and I to move and do this kind of inner work, we're going to have to come out from among them. We have to come out from what's normal at times. There's going to be moments we have to sit by ourselves. We have to have a talk one-on-one with the Spirit of God, the Spirit of oneness that's in our heart, rather than doing something else. There are going to be moments we have to pray and meditate and maybe not watch our favorite TV program that night. And people will say, maybe, what you doing? You taking them classes on forgiveness, you're meditating and praying. And we'll come moments we'll have to come out from among them. We have to work through whatever needs to be worked through, whatever it is in our awareness, purify it, transform it, align with this presence in order to be free in the spirit. And there may be moments that others may talk about you. They may gossip about you or some particular something will be said about you. But understand, you'll be in good company. You'll be grounded in truth with all the others in order for all of us to be open to miracles. So it is, and so we let it be. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in and being part of today's online celebration service. You know, we reminded ourselves of this fundamental truth. There is only one presence and one power. And we know that when we realize and embody that truth, we open ourselves to the miraculous. I'd like to give a special thanks and appreciation to the Spiritual Life Center staff, the AV team, that includes Ira and Cameron, who works on our Wednesday service, Paula, who helps gather up the music, Reverend Deborah for the meditation, and Celia from Martin Roots Marketing, as well as all of those who have worked behind the scenes to make this experience happen. And I'd like to thank you for bringing your positive consciousness not only to our community, but ultimately our world. Right now, you have the opportunity to support Spiritual Life Center and all the programs that we have through your gift or through your donation. And as we say, simply give what you can. It makes a difference and is very, very much appreciated. You can give by texting SLC Love to 44321, SLC Love to 44321, or you can go to our website, slcworld.org, and click the donate tab and give in other ways, including by mail. And with that, I invite you to join in and say our offertory blessing. Divine love, as me, blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, and all that I circulate. Thank you, God.
Working hard to pay my bills, and it's catching up with me. Then I stumbled on the key. I've been walking along the path, following my shadow, 'cause that was all that I could see. When I turn around to find the light, thinking it might set me free, I realized it's shining from me. Oh, heaven's in my heart, and I know that's a miracle. Heaven's in my heart, that's all I need. Now I know where to turn whenever I feel lonely, 'cause now I know I have a choice. I can whimper in my pain or sing out loud in my loudest voice. Today I have a reason to stand up and rejoice, 'cause heaven's in my heart, and I know that's a miracle.
Moment, we thank the giver and the receiver and all of the marvelous, amazing ways of circulation that we have in this life. And so we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Let's join in our peace song.
Yeah.
We are grateful for the opportunity to share with you today and hope you've taken something from this Sunday's message. If you'd like to hear more from Spiritual Life Center, be sure to click subscribe on the podcast platform you're listening from. You can find out more about our community on our website at www.slcworld.org. We look forward to being a part of your continued spiritual journey. Wherever you are, God is, and all is well. Spiritual life.